Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp, MR2, and this is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck. I'm delighted to be with you, and yes, it's another beautiful, even spectacular day in my consciousness. Hi, guys.
Hey, this is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton, and I agree. It is a stunningly beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is the Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, and sitting next to these two around the table, it must be very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And as you guys and gals know, Cher and I are the co-founders of a hybrid unity ministry online called the Unity Center for Universal, Y-O-U, it's about you, universal.com.
Prosperity. For those of you who may be listening for the first time, we actually have a shortcut so you can get to us, and that is ucfyp.com.
I'm
passing it over to Paul because he's laughing at me.
How many times do we do this?
That's
all right. Yes. And I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you'll find my calendar and the absolute word. And of course, the three of us are really happy to be with you around our virtual kitchen table as we're going to be exploring part three of Altradian Rhythms. And of course, MR2, Metaphysical Romp 2, is all about spirituality, pseudo-spirituality, science, and pseudoscience. And last week I said, put them in a bag, shake them up, and that's what you get here. So, Cher, let's get romping.
All right. We're really excited about this particular topic because it's all about boosting our productivity, energy, and willpower. And we need to do that both from our physical and our spiritual natures. And it applies to both. And that's what we want people to take away from this. So we're talking about Altradian Rhythms. And since this is our final piece on this, we want to remind everybody the title of the article that we used is Use the Science of Altradian Rhythms to Boost Productivity, Energy, and Willpower. And the author is Pilar Gerasimo. I have a link on the website for the podcast that will take people to the whole article so you can read it.
And of course, we're emphasizing willpower when it comes to this, and not won't power.
Not won't power. Yes, yes, yes. And I think what Cher said at the beginning is really important, that when we're talking about something like this that seems to be really involved with the body, we're really talking about body, mind, or consciousness, and spirit, that they're really operating as a unit.
Mm-hmm. And one affects the other. In any case, any lack in one is going to impact the others.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's simultaneous. I don't think there's a delay, but there's a delay in build up of effects from it. But it starts from the moment you're not doing that rest break.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So should we give people just a little reminder of what Altradian rhythms really are? Right. So think of the word cycles. That's probably a more important phrase than rhythms, because Altradian rhythms, that's the official name of it. But it's really all about cycles. And they're the measurable, observable, quantifiable physiological patterns that your body must maintain in order to operate properly.
Yeah, and I think it's important to talk about these being baked in.
Yeah.
You can't turn these off, and you never turn them on, really. So they're baked in, hardwired, and so we're learning about them, so we work with them instead of against them.
And they're generally, if you think in terms of 90 minutes to 2 hours, right? Yes. There's not a set time. It's different for different people, but just think about how your body operates. And for example, that's why when we do workshops and training or meetings, you always want to, after about an hour and a half, 90 minutes, you want to have that break where people can get up and stretch. And we do it intuitively, but what we're really doing is connecting with that Altradian rhythm.
Yes. Yep.
And since we're in physical bodies here in Skin School, Altradian means many times a day. And the rhythms refers to the regular oscillating, which is up and down wave patterns that these cycles follow.
Yes, indeed. The primary purpose of these is to manage the cycles of energy production, output, and the rest part is about recovery. Cher, why don't we review the part of the article where we're talking about the actual rhythm or the actual cycle and what it looks like.
Okay. So there's two parts to be aware of. One is the ultradian performance peaks, and the other is the ultradian troughs. So you have two words to look or two terms to think about.
And I would say the high and the low.
There you go. So that's the Cliff Notes version, the high and the low.
High and the low.
And also, it's important to remember that these rhythms operate continually day and night. So they are tied into our REM sleep patterns that people are probably familiar with already. So that's why sleep is so important. I mean, it's just interesting how everything connects.
Yeah. So it's really interesting about this. And I'll invite people to just look at it naturally. At the beginning of my sleep at night, I get 4 or 5 hours, and then I wake up and I have to do my comfort break. And I always look at the time. I go back to sleep. And most times, the next time I wake up is exactly 90 minutes from my previous being awake. And in fact, there is some evidence proving that with this 90-minute cycle at night, most people do completely wake up every 90 seconds, but it's so short that they're not even 90 minutes, every 90 minutes. Thanks, Cher. 90 seconds. Yikes. We wake up every 90 seconds.
Wow. 90 minutes.
Did I say it again? 90 minutes. Okay. Take it away.
And so if you don't think you're the kind of person who has rhythm, you actually do when you think about it, because these ultradian rhythms occur spontaneously and occur very often. So if someone ever says that you don't have rhythm, you know the truth of that.
Yeah, we can correct them, can't we, Bill?
Exactly. I love that. I think about that song, I Got Rhythm.
I Got Rhythm, right? Well, you do.
Okay, so let's talk about the rhythm or the cycle, how it plays out in a daily, during the day, because that's when we're more aware of what's happening. So what happens is you start your day, you get yourself in a flow of the sustained activity, you know, you get going, your body and brain start burning through all the oxygen, glucose, and other energetic fuels. And it's at that hour and a half, and it could be up to 2 hours. So it doesn't have to be an hour and a half, but somewhere in that range, you reach what's called the apex of your productivity. And there's actually a term for that, I'm so happy to be the one to give the scientific term for it. The ultradian performance peak.
Yes.
So this is when you're at the apex of your productivity and when you've reached the top. So, and think about when you work, if everybody would just reflect back for a minute and think about when you're involved in projects, you can probably remember this happening as you experience it, because you start and you kind of got to get yourself going, and then you dig in and you're so excited about it and you get really moving. And then it's like you feel tired or you just have to sit back a minute or something, and you feel those peaks and valleys.
And I think it's important for people to know what's happening is, as you're ramping up to this peak, your body is building up byproducts of mental and physical activities. And so what happens is metabolic waste, snippets of data, cellular debris are building up in our systems. Wow. I love that detail.
I know, really, you can begin to pick, it's almost like you can see it happening within you, and then you know what's going on.
Yes.
And you feel differently.
I do.
You start to feel that stress. And there's a scientific term for this as well. That is called the ultradian trough, T-R-O-U-G-H, the trough. And this is your energetic low point where you start feeling fatigued and spacey and groggy and irritable, maybe get distracted, allow interruptions to take you away from what you're doing.
And your attention may even wander and your body may feel heavy. You've probably felt that before. Your face slack and your eyes glazed over. And of course, the three of us being spiritual focused here, you may even feel a little bit Dogmatic.
And I really paid attention to that spacey thing because, and you know, and foggy and all of that. There are days it feels like that all day long. So I just wanted to notice that. And it might be more difficult to perceive the rhythm when you're having a foggy day or when I'm having a foggy day.
And I wonder if that happens. This is just me wondering, because we've ignored taking care of our ultradian breaks.
Wow, that's brilliant. Next time I have a foggy day, I'm going to look at what my previous day was like.
Yeah, because they say that this builds up. If you ignore it, then you're hurting yourself. So that's an interesting thought.
That is a very good thought. I really like this. It says, you might also hear an anxious little internal voice saying, oh dear, it's only mid-morning and I'm already losing it. How am I going to make it through the day? Well, that's your big indicator. It's time for a break.
Yeah.
It's like a aha moment, isn't it?
It's time for you to get up and move around. And that's why we want coffee breaks lots of times. That's what a coffee break is all about.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
Yes, it is. And so let's talk a little bit about how it works.
Okay.
So the moment you step away from all those busy activities, those external demands, and just take a deep breath, your body's internal ground crews begin cranking into high gear, tackling a wide array of internal detoxification, maintenance, refueling, and repair tasks that comprise what's known as the ultradian healing response. So I get such a visualization of this, right? I take a break and all these little body minions go to work.
It's like a pit stop at the races.
Right.
That's what it looks like. You pull in and they all do their
thing. Right. They have brooms going and all kinds of stuff. Yes.
Very, you get a great image there.
Yes. Okay.
So that's generally, they recommend about 20 minutes. Now, you can't always do a 20-minute break depending on what your work is like and what kind of work you're doing, but that would be the ideal when the fresh fuel stores of fuel, and it comes in a form of ATP, which stands for adenosine triphosphate. I wanted to be able to say
that's the energy molecule.
I looked up how to say it.
You did that good.
Yay.
Yes, and that's kind of like the energy molecule in the body.
Right. And it actually does some, you describe that. You want to describe to people what that
is? Yeah, so it's ATP that the mitochondria in our cells, then there's a chemical process. I think it's a phosphorus that's taken off. And so it becomes ADP. And that process releases energy. And so our bodies always need to have that happening. In fact, if it wasn't happening all the time, you would be called a dead person.
DOA.
Yeah, right. And wow, so
there's the people sitting at their desks that probably look like they're DOA.
That's right. So this fuel is delivered to our cells. We're the mitochondria. In case you don't know it, there's this little, it's like a little factory in our cells. And actually, what's really interesting about the mitochondria is they only come from our mothers. And that's a way in which they can track things genetically. It's really, really fascinating stuff.
And that's probably why the right hemisphere in women are one step ahead of us left hemisphere guys, you think?
Well, you know, it's hard to admit, but the women are usually one step ahead of us. And I don't know how we ever convinced them opposite. We probably didn't. Right?
I was just going to say that's part of the game. We let you think that.
Okay. So what happens? A share that was such a good description. That race car has to go for a pit stop.
Yeah. Mm.
And so this is your pit stop, you know, to refresh and refuel all your systems so you can get back into the rat race of life.
There you go. And if you ignore it and skip the break, which sometimes we're very tempted to do, well, when you do that, what you're doing is messing up your whole system and you'll feel it, not just then, but you'll actually feel the impact later, which is why I was asking the question about, I wonder if that creates that groggy day.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that. And the interesting thing is, and it kind of fools us, or can, when we're at that ultradian high, we're operating our peak efficiency, and we want to keep going at that, right?
Right, right, right.
The truth is, you got to let it go.
Yeah. And how many times have you pushed on projects that you're doing and you work too hard and you don't stop when you know you need to stop?
Yeah, I saw you give a little side glance to Bill. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, especially when he's out in the yard, especially.
Pushing. I get that.
And he doesn't realize it.
And I'm learning really, folks, that if I pay attention to that process and the cycles or the rhythms, I end up being more productive.
You do.
In the process.
Yep. And I've discovered that too. And I want to also remind people, I think I said this in the last show, when we come out of our break and we're starting into the next rhythm, we're prepared, we're ready to go, but we might be a little antsy and a little fidgety. It'll take a few seconds or a few minutes to settle down. Mm-hmm. That's normal. Absolutely normal.
Yep, definitely. Okay,
let's give the people some examples of breaks.
Okay. A couple of my favorite are eating and drinking, because I love
of course.
Food and drink. It's kind of a fun thing for me. But what you choose is what's important. So when you take a break, grab a drink of water or a cup of tea. I do get coffee, and I know it's probably not the best, but it does work. And drink it slowly. The key is turn it into maybe a drinking coffee meditation or tea meditation, a mindful drink. Or you can grab a healthy snack in the same way. Stay away. Don't just grab a snack from your drawer and sit at your desk. Yep. Get up and do something. Walk away while you enjoy the snack and the drink.
Yeah. And so as I'm preparing for this move, I got a lot of mindless tasks. So when I get up for the break and have my water, have my snack, and I'm really going to take the full 20 minutes, I'll do a little bit of a mindless project that I'm just working on. For example, I have these cans of used paint. So what I'm doing is taking off the lids and letting them dry and evaporate. And so just a mindless task. Okay.
Does that tie in with watching paint dry?
Yeah. You know what? Watching paint dry would be a good break.
Yes, it would. Oh. And as we wrap up this section, I want to remind people, considering what you've been doing, your break should be the opposite.
Like
you're sitting, you walk. If you've been walking, you sit. If you've been looking at something, you look away. You look big instead of small, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so if you're on your computer screen, taking a break and being on your phone screen is not a good idea.
No.
Just put it down and take a break. Okay, so we should talk about takeaways. So the more you and I understand and respect our own ultradian rhythms, the more capable we will be of getting the best from our bodies and our minds. And what's important about that is, if we're not taking care of those things, we're probably not being as aware as we could be of our divinity.
Wow. I was going to turn that into an affirmation.
Make it personal.
So I understand and respect my ultradian rhythms. I am more capable than ever of getting the best from my body and my mind.
I love it. And then, in fact, taking ultradian rhythm breaks is one of the best ways for us to improve our productivity, to make more empowered choices, and to access the inner strength we need to keep our healthy lives on track. Wow. I am sold on this. I am doing it on a regular basis now, and I feel so, so much better. Okay, so we're pivoting to the absolute word, which is my version of it, which is based on Sunday messages appearing in the Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, and has been used with permission. And this is for April 18th, 2021. And the words are, pray with others. And the affirmation I created for this, I am divine, as is each person with whom I pray. A friend knows your divinity during those moments you may find it difficult to know it for yourself. Each person I pray with is a friend, even if we just met. I begin by letting go of fear and releasing any thoughts of lack, illness, disharmony, or limitation as I pivot my awareness to our identical divinity. Each person is the principle of abundance because they are divine. Each of them is divine love. I see each one warming and comforting themselves as they bring harmony to their relationships. I affirm their abundant living as they guide themselves using divine love, wisdom, and understanding. I see each of their lives orderly unfolding as they enjoy security, health, and joy. I am divine, as is each person with whom I pray. And that's the secret to equanimity, by the way, is knowing your own divinity and seeing it in the other, no matter what they're doing. And so it is. And so ends another metaphysical romp around the virtual kitchen table. Thank you, listeners. I appreciate you. And thank you, Bill and Cher.
Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of this. And we affirm that each of you listening truly is divine. And we are grateful for you listening to us.
And we also, the three of us, invite you to honor your Arcturian cycles today. And you'll be glad you did.
There we go. Goodbye, everybody.